This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And the podcast, it's there after 10 o'clock this morning. So if you miss anything in the program, you can go back and get it later. Isn't that a beauty? It's a beauty. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. Hello, Jamie.
Wow, I'm just seeing that huge crash north of Meade.
Yeah.
So I-25 both directions. Closed because the semi truck is across like Meade and Berthoud, all the way across it. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah.
Shut down, man.
Is it one of those three pull trailers? I mean, it looks that.
I don't know.
Because that's a lot of trailer.
It looks massive.
I just heard it in the traffic report a few minutes ago. I did see it flash up on TV, but it looks nasty.
Yeah, that David Bygolly, he only said, four times.
Who? David Bygolly?
David Bygolly.
Yeah.
Our traffic guy.
He only said it
four times.
That's good.
Yeah, because remember the first time when he started doing traffic, we would count and he'd say 12 times. That one, he nailed it. Only four.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's gotten the memo.
Yeah.
We must have sent him that memo to say, hey, dude, you got to back off the us.
Hey, David, by golly.
By the way, so I've been home this past weekend, home being Nashville, and a buddy of mine that listens on our podcast, right?
Yeah.
He said, I heard one of the funniest things that you guys did last week. And I said, our show? You sure you were listening to our show?
Exactly.
He said, the a-hole guy doing traffic. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, Jamie walks through the door. She heard the first traffic report in the car. And she said, when did Johnny A-hole start doing her traffic?
That's his name. You can't make it up.
No, he said, Jamie, that was the funny. He was rolling. And I said, really? I said, you must have a low bar when it comes to humor.
I'm number one in Tennessee.
I want to play this for you again, okay? Because I went ahead and captured it last week. Listen to this and see if you think it says Johnny A-hole, okay? He was a traffic guy that filled in last week. And my cousin thought this was the greatest thing ever.
He got the 70 westbound with a little slow and go because of the road work that has two of the left lanes closed. That should be wrapping up here pretty soon. Eastbound 70, wide open all the way into downtown Denver. I'm Johnny A-hole with Denver Traffic.
See? But he says the actual S in it. He adds his S. We can't. We're not allowed to. But he adds the S.
Oh, my cousin was rolling over that. Yeah. Doesn't take much in Tennessee.
I should be syndicated in Tennessee just all by myself. You should be. Just, hey, you guys, look how funny this is.
I didn't pick up on Johnny A-hole.
I know.
You did.
Because I'm amazing. I'm amazing.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. I took the shot yesterday, and I was sick all night long.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oof.
The Ozempic.
Yeah, the Ozempic. And I literally laid there last night like, can't you just stop eating and maybe work out? Like, why are you putting yourself through this?
It's like torture, yeah.
Yeah.
Still doing the shot.
Man. I am still doing the shot. I literally laid there better. I laid there and said, you're so freaking lazy, you can't just stop eating and maybe work out. Like,
you know, I got to hand it to you. No matter what comes out, Ozempic face, Ozempic eyes, Ozempic toes, Ozempic ass,
yeah,
Ozempic this, Ozempic elbows, no matter what comes out, she sticks to the shot.
I do.
She's dedicated. Well, I love that about you.
It's just, well, you know, Jay Moore? Jay Moore?
Yeah,
the comedian.
Yeah.
He's on it too. too.
Yeah.
He does a whole bit about it. It's actually really funny. But he does a whole, and he's married to Jeannie Buss, who used to be my friend. But he does this whole thing because he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great. And he's like, I don't care if I can't poop for 3 months. Look at me. I look great.
I saw a thing last week where there's a thing called Ozempic teeth. How does it affect your teeth?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's wild.
That is weird.
Yeah, look up Ozempic teeth.
I think it's because if you're not eating, you're just not getting the nutrition that your teeth need to, like, there's no calcium.
What did that take,
that
like,
stuff.
Like 10 years for that to develop?
Seems like
I mean, teeth are like a bone, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't it take a while?
It's got some calcium.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I wouldn't think you'd have Ozempic teeth in a couple of months.
So this says dry mouth and acid reflux just mess up your teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I already had that. So.
Oh, well.
So I'm fine with it. It's the elbow that's really setting me off.
You're not going to stop, Jamie, man.
Remember when you used to have tennis elbow? Nope. Ozempic elbow. Can't bend it, right?
I still think search thing is Ozempic elbow.
I have it.
It's coming. It's coming, though. All right, we have to take a break. Just getting started. It's a Thursday.
Yeah, and I want to hit on something later. We can do it later. How, and it always happens to everybody because we all say, as a parent, blah, 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 and then you become that guy.
Do it all the time.
Oh, you are so that guy.
Yep. Who, me?
Yep.
What did I do?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
You want to do it next?
Uh-huh.
Just get this out of the way.
Just get it out of the way because you are that dad.
Yeah, I like to get things out of the way early.
And by the way, speaking of which, can you take that I need to coach baseball out of rotation?
Yeah.
I hear it way too much.
Okay.
Coach baseball.
Yeah.
They
asked you to be a coach. It's funny and stuff because you're going to call the bombs that
it's
show up.
It's in power rotation around here?
Yeah. It's a joke about how, it's not even a joke. It's a true story how you don't say anything politically correct. You're like, hey, why are all the broads at the baseball game? But I have heard it like every
there
day.
There was a guy that I saw in a video yesterday. He's transitioning.
Okay.
From a dude to a woman, right?
Okay, yep.
He shows up at a Little League baseball game.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's practicing his transition. He's not fully done that yet. Okay. So he's practicing, which I've never heard of.
Yeah,
so,
I have because that Will Ferrell.
The documentary.
The documentary.
With his friend.
He's with his friend while they practice with that guy transitioning.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
It
like going out to dinner and stuff.
Yeah, we don't have that in Littleton. When you go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
But they do have it in certain parts of the country, but not Littleton, Colorado, my friend.
Yeah.
But the guy's practicing and transitioning, and he shows up at the baseball game. He's got on blue jeans. He's looking, normal dude. But he has no shirt on, but he's wearing a bra.
Okay, that's not what these people do.
They run his ass off.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's a Little League baseball game.
That's a little mental to me. That's not somebody...
You hear the guy going, okay, I'm leaving, okay, I'm leaving.
That's not the normal way to practice.
Well, I'm not sure that's where you...
Based on the documentary I watched.
Yeah, I don't know if you start there. At a Little League baseball game.
With just a bra.
Exposed bra,
Start at the Pride Parade or something.
Pick
something else.
Like this person, their first outing was going to, they were dressed as a female and because they had gone through the transition and just going into a woman's clothing store.
There you go.
How scary that was, though. Are people going to notice? Or are they going to stare at me and all that? And then I was really mad at Will in the documentary because Will... literally used this guy, in my opinion. Girl, woman.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm literally used her, and it really made me mad. Did you watch it?
No.
It's kind of sad.
But you were saying that it was kind of just...
Yeah, he put him in the middle of the restaurant, like, well, let's go full... You know how he thinks he's funny all the time? This is a real human.
Yeah, you don't start your transitioning at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you
not
don't.
Not a good move.
It was just very odd. Anyway. Yay!
All right, we'll get started here next.
we'll change it up a little bit.
So, BJ, I'm a bad parent?
No,
is
no,
that
no.
What you're saying?
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
You are turning into everything you used to slam.
Oh.
That's not making you a bad parent.
Man.
You used to say this whole, thing, and I'll do my impression of you when we come back. Rah, 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 rah. Oh, my God. No, you can't believe this.
I don't sound like that.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, you're too sweet.
Too sweet for me.
BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is May 29th. Only a couple of days left in May, and then we're into June, man.
Yeah, Sunday.
Summer's almost June. Big Air Force Academy graduation is today.
Yep.
It's Gates huge. Are already open.
By the way, there's a Thunderbird dude. You know, he has the big Thunderbird Falcon thing on his jacket. He hangs out at Bud's.
And no kidding.
He'll be flying over us today.
Is he a current pilot for them?
No idea. He wears the garb, though.
I hope he doesn't go to Bud's first. You know, a little preliminary, you know.
Right? A little pre-cocktail before he flies over.
Yeah. Thunderbirds will perform today over Falcon Stadium. The graduation is today at 1:30. The big hat toss, which is pretty cool. You got to
admit. Oh, my God. I mean, and all of those graduates, that's just sharp. You know, that is just, you're in awe of those people. And the way they time it for the Thunderbirds to fly over exactly when they're tossing in the air is amazing to me.
I got to go one year.
Did you?
Because I had a brother-in-law at the time, my first wife, her brother graduated from the Air Force Academy. Eight.
Yeah. Okay. That's why you had to give him a number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, her brother was part of the Air Force Academy.
Gotcha.
And number one's brother tossed a hat.
Fantastic.
And it was kind of cool.
Wow, that is fascinating.
It was wild.
Well,
it is pretty moving, though.
Yeah, it
is. Just to see all these cadets
down
there.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how they do the... okay, so I'm up there. I have to do the speech, right? Fox 30, because I have an earpiece on when they're going to fly over. And graduates, you toss your hat!
You got to hurry up and slow down, whatever you got to do.
You got to do it on cue.
Exactly.
You can't be the last hat in the air.
No, I meant the guy talking. He has to do it perfectly when he's talking up there on the podium.
Because he's got to set him up.
And he's like, they're like 5 seconds. And we wish you 2 seconds.
I agree. But if you're one schlep out in the audience, one of the cadets, you don't hear it.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there with your hat on, like, everybody else is tossed there.
Oh,
crap. I missed my golden moment here.
Exactly.
You know? Big deal today down there. They start this morning at 9:30. It finishes up with the Thunderbirds with their big performance, 30 minutes. And that happens later on this afternoon around 12:30 or so.
Hopefully the weather will stay fine.
And they have tickets for that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have a ticket to get in there.
Well, I'm sure the families are only allowed a certain amount of people, right? So everybody can fit in.
They sell tickets.
Oh, the general public can
They
go?
Have like 3,000 that are free. And then they have other tickets that they sell to benefit the museum down there.
Very nice.
According to the
article.
You
know a lot about this. Wow, you are just...
Look at this. When and where to watch the Thunderbirds in Colorado.
Holy
at the Air Force Academy.
BJ
Harris all over it.
I don't think I've ever heard you so buttoned up about something.
Well, I'm a buttoned up guy. Recently.
Usually,
life has changed.
Usually you ask us, like, how much are the tickets?
Yeah.
Like, we know. I don't know.
$5.
You could only buy four.
Got
four
it per down.
Person. Okay. Look at both of you. Yeah. Wow. You're like a team.
Four. You're late to the party. You Google.
I did Google, yeah.
I was early.
All right. Let's talk about you.
All right.
Okay.
What is it that I've been saying for years?
For years.
And now you see that's the direction I'm headed.
It's okay. Because listen what I did. And I told you this. I swore to myself, I said, my kid is never going to eat McDonald's. He can decide that when he's later in life, but I am never taking that child to McDonald's with that processed food. That was my promise to myself, right? And I was like the parent, like judging other people, getting the Happy Meal all the time, right? Until my kid was about 4 and then I got one.
Yep.
Then that evolved into gas station sandwiches.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I turned out to be everything I didn't think I would be, right, as a parent. That's just what happens. But I was listening to that promo yesterday where you said you wanted to be the baseball coach, or you were asked to be the baseball coach.
I was asked, yeah.
And I was cracking up because I was like, I remember we've actually taken calls about this, about all you people that put your kids into travel teams, whether it be softball, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, all these parents that put their whole blood, sweat, tears, and especially money on travel teams, hoping that someday their kid would become pro.
Exactly. Wow, wow.
I keep looking at cars.
Wow. Personal attacks there.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
That someday that they possibly will make money at this.
Right.
It will become a career for them.
So they spend every weekend at Holiday Inn Expresses across the country for the free breakfast, right? That's what they spend their entire, you know, they never get to go to the lakes. They never get to do other camping. They don't do anything else.
That's their vacation, is watch their kids play sports.
Exactly. And it's like, oh my God. And you're like, I'm never going to do that. I see it in your future. I'm not going to lie.
You think I am going to become a travel sports parent with Frog?
Because all you do is walk in here and brag to us, which I don't mind, about what a great hitter he is. He's a slugger, you said. Slugger.
He is a slugger. He's the best hitter on the team.
He's the best hitter on the team. Yeah, yeah.
He's crappy catching, though.
But that's okay.
He's not a good thrower.
All we need is a slugger, right?
Yeah, but he is a slugger.
Breaks in the runs.
I just see yourself at Holiday Inn Express.
Jimmy,
free breakfast.
Branson, 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
I don't know.
The big 4th of July firecracker tournament.
Yes! You are going to be at the firecracker tournament.
I don't know. I don't see that at all.
I see it. Hey, Slugger's going to be there.
No. I've seen those parents.
I know. I didn't want my kid to have McDonald's.
I've got a nephew doing that right now with his kid. Yeah. I just don't see me being that person packing up for the weekend.
Should we make a bet?
For a weekend of ball games?
Let's make a bet.
I'll bet you.
Because if your wife says you're going to do it, you're going
to
do it.
Well, 100%. I think that's the holdup, to be honest with you, because she's not a sports fan at all. My wife is not a sports fan.
No, but she's a fan of her child.
She is a fan of the child, but she's not. I don't think she would ever. She would put more money into pottery than she would a travel team.
I'm not a fan of physics, but I put my kid in tutoring for physics.
Yeah, but you don't show up for physics weekends in Branson.
I would.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I would, because my kid is my life.
For her kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't see us doing that, because that travel sports thing is every single weekend, man.
You just told me that your wife doesn't love her kid.
Yeah. I don't see it. I just do not. Now, look, I'd like
to put more money into pottery than her child, is what you said.
I'm just saying. I don't think she would put that kind of money into a travel team. I really don't.
I don't see it. Just said was,
I wouldn't do it.
But you can't fix this. You just said pottery over her.
No,
kid.
You're changing the subject now. You're trying to make me look bad on that, and that's not what I mean by
okay,
it.
Okay, what did you
I
say?
Mean by
what did you say?
I
what was
said
the
she would rather spend more money on pottery than she would on a travel team. Now, as far as him
meaning?
Going to baseball, we go every week. We go twice a
okay.
week.
Okay,
but we are we're for him playing sports. But I don't ever see us being on a
okay,
travel.
Okay, well then
I just don't. And okay. I'd bet you $1,000 on that.
Yeah.
I am not that guy.
Well, no, you said your wife isn't, so.
Okay. She isn't either. So we both
all right,
are.
Well, never mind.
No, I just
that shot to hell. Okay, moving on.
Well, I'm just being honest with you. I just don't
what
see that.
What about a pottery
future.
Travel team?
There's a shot.
Okay,
there's
all right.
a chance.
Okay.
We set a pottery wheel yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That's why pottery is on my mind.
I gotcha. Yeah.
What a mess.
What?
We set it up at the garage.
Did you guys play Ghost?
Ooh.
No, we didn't get around to Ghost. Too many people walking by, the door was open.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, garage door. But she bought this pottery wheel, and she got out all this clay yesterday, and mm-hmm. pottery is flying everywhere, man, all over the garage. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm practicing.
Right, but you're supposed to reach. I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
You're supposed to reach around her and put your hands on the stuff.
Let me show how to do it, baby.
I couldn't get behind you. There was a snowblower in the way. I was blocked out by a snowblower.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
not in the movie.
No,
that's a different version.
Right, we got to do tabloid trash.
Okay.
We got to take a break. God. Do tabloid trash. That travel team thing. I know some people doing it right now, and I've known people in the past doing it. Man, does that take up the time. And rarely, I mean, it just, have you ever seen it work out? Have you? Have you caught
wow.
you? Have you? You did travel hawk. Do you know one person that made it to the pros? One.
I've had a couple friends make it.
Really?
Well,
you've got how much your mom spent. Oh, I mean, how many thousands? Because every weekend, and you were one of the kids at the firecracker 8,000.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Now, do you have anybody that was on your team in college that's played NHL hockey?
No, not on my team. No.
Okay. That's my point. It's like that travel team thing. It just seems like that there's a lot of wishes there.
Wow.
It is. And then they go.
You know, it was, we could talk about this in the past till Carson joined the show, and now it feels mean.
I'm dying inside.
Now, he will actually put his daughter in a travel team.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going all the way. Yeah.
When you're doing a three-year-old's hockey birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Travel team, yeah.
She's going to live my dream.
Yeah. BJ never had that dream. I never thought I'd play pro sports. I never thought that, ever. So it does not run in my family at all.
Oh, Lord.
Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, BJ had a 50-50 chance and he called it.
Yes, I did.
Yep. Cassie Ventura welcomed her third baby with her husband, Alex. Singer Cassie Ventura and her husband, Alex, welcomed their third child, the baby boy, into the world. This occasion comes just 2 weeks after Cassie's courageous testimony in the federal sex trafficking trial against her ex-partner Sean Diddy Combs. During her four-day testimony, Cassie detailed traumatic experiences from their 11-year relationship.
And what I said yesterday was the baby is born and we just haven't been told. And sure enough, it happened on Tuesday.
Also, his personal assistant, his stylist, the stylist testified in the control over Cassie. I guess what happened is the stylist actually witnessed P. Diddy, Combs, Sean, whatever the hell you want to call him, witnessed him saying to her, hey, if you don't do this stuff, I'm going to release all these videos. Yeah. So that's not good for him.
By the way, I saw this morning where there's a story that, remember the vanishing lady? The lady that was supposed to be a witness she went on the, went on the down low for some reason, that she's been found.
Where is she? She's come forward. Where is she?
I don't know where she's at. Oh. She's going to testify, though. They say her stuff is really damaging.
I know, but it's kind of weird she's been missing. Like, what's that?
Well, I think she's scared.
That's kind of suspect, isn't it? Like, where have you been? You were supposed to be here. They're going to bring that up.
Well.
Excuse me, weren't you supposed to be here? Yep, you were supposed to be on the list. Where were you?
I don't think her time to be called as a witness had happened yet.
They couldn't find her.
They couldn't find her.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. All right, let's hear. Smokey Robinson and his wife, Frances, have filed a $500 million defamation countersuit against the four former employees who accused him of sexual assault. Man, there's a lot going on with that word, isn't there?
Yeah.
Holy hell. I'll just put it over there. So they're countersuing because I think that's what you do when you want the public to go like, oh, well, maybe he didn't do it, right? Yeah,
you have to.
You do have to.
Got to fight back, man.
Elon Musk has announced he is stepping down from the Trump administration. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced on X yesterday that his time as a special government employee has ended. He was the face of Doge, as we know, whatever, the whole thing. And so he is stepping down officially. I think he lost like, I don't even know how many billions of dollars.
Yeah. What's it matter to him, though?
I mean, how do you even spend $1 billion? Right?
And he's got almost $300 billion.
That's a lot of billions to go through.
That's a lot of billions to go through. He's going back to his rockets, man. He needs some help there.
Yeah, one was lost in space.
Yeah, they're flying out of control and stuff. He's got to go back.
Yeah, they're not doing so well, that's for sure. Todd and Julie Chrisley have been released from prison. I thought it was interesting that they didn't show their faces, and I think I know why. Because they need a glam squad.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They say they could make millions.
Really?
Yeah, millions.
On what?
I have no idea. I guess doing a new reality show. They're saying the offers are going to be there.
They already signed a reality, not them, but the daughter and her brother had already signed a new reality show about bringing up the kids without the parents. I don't know, because I think if we watch them live the lavish life that we used to, because that was part of their gig, is they live such a lavish life. Unless they're funny about it, and they drive like a clunker car and stuff like that.
Because you know it's going to be a fraud if they're like driving around in Ferraris.
Right, because they always had a new Range Rover. Yeah. And Todd is funny. I will give him that. Todd Chrisley is funny. If he's driving a Pinto, that would be funny.
See, I don't know. I think that if they announce that they're being signed for like $10 million each, okay? Let's say, then we would accept the fact they're driving fine cars.
I know, but my point is, if I'm the writer, I write it funny.
Yeah, you know?
They went to a one-bedroom apartment.
That'd be good. Start over.
They were hit with a restitution. Do you have that part of the story?
I don't.
They were hit with a restitution that they had to pay back $17 million, okay, from their guilty plea. Did you know that the pardon relieves them of that duty? They don't have to pay that back now? That's $17 million they were going to have to pay back. They've only paid back a small portion. Now it's all dropped. They don't have to pay a dime now.
I wish the president would pardon me because I'm looking at a $3,000 bill that my insurance didn't cover for my son's spinal tap.
With you. Yeah.
Can we just get all the debt just wiped? We'll just start fresh.
Right? I mean, that's not fair. Son of a bitch. All right. Well, now I'm mad. Hailey Bieber. She has officially announced that she is a billionaire. Man, this makeup stuff. Woo! After selling her cosmetics and her skincare brand, and she sold it to Elf. Elf Beauty, by the way, is available at your grocery store. And she sold her line to Elf Beauty for $1 billion. They rich now.
Yeah. No money problems at all. Nope.
TMZ can bury that Bieber is broke now.
Yep, exactly.
It's gone.
It says that Bieber issued a statement on Instagram May 28th announcing, that was yesterday, that she sold her company Rode to Elf Beauty for $1 billion, and she's still going to be part of the company. She said, quote, I found a like-minded, like, disruptor, like, with a vision to be a, like, a different kind of, like, company that believes in, like, big ideas and, like, innovation in, like, the same way that I do. And, like, it's going to be awesome.
We just played audio of her. That's what it sounded like to me. Was that Hailey Bieber? Good job, Schmidl. Way to find that. Nobody else has that audio.
Yeah.
And by the way, Justin Bieber also shared his wife's post shortly after she revealed her big news, saying,
of course
thank
he did.
God.
Yes, he did.
We got money.
If my wife hit $1 billion, yep, I'd be sharing her post.
Exactly.
Darn right I would.
Brad Pitt, the big F1 movie is coming out, and everybody's very excited about it. And I cannot believe the rules on this reporter. They asked him what it was like to finalize his divorce from Angelina Jolie. I feel bad for this guy. He's got to be so over this, right? Just Angela, it always pops up. You're just doing a huge movie, and somebody's got to bring up that bitch in the whole press junket.
It's gone on for 15 years, it feels like.
I know.
It's like, please.
Yeah. So he said, I don't think it was a major thing, just something coming to fruition, just a legal thing. He said, "It literally, my personal life is always in the news. It's been in the news for the last 30 years in some way, some version. And anytime I try to do a movie junket, it's like a little fly out there." Bzzz. He didn't do that part.
Oh.
I did. But, you know, I mean, it's been so long and they finalized it already, and it still got to creep in. Still got to creep in there. That would drive me nuts. And then finally, BJ, so excited about this.
What's that?
Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
His final concert.
Sharon! Sharon! Help!
He says July 5th in England will be his absolute final concert. He's 76 years old. He said he's going to give 120%. And he's been getting ready every single day to be ready for July 5th.
Karen! Have you seen my bat? Where's my bat?
It'll reunite the original Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy, whoever he is, Geezer, and Bill Ward for the first time. What?
Is his name actually Tommy Geezer, or were you just...
No, Tommy Lamy.
Okay.
Tommy Lamy. I don't know. Yeah. No. Oh,
I was laughing at your joke. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did that. Thank you, Schmidl. Yeah, Tommy Geezer.
You're the only one that caught it.
I know. Oh, my God. Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Tool. And so, I don't know. It'll be a huge concert, obviously. Boy, let's all just pray.
I don't know how he's going to do it, because when he's like that whole interview, he sounds rough.
I mean, I told her when the opening of the Palms Casino and Resort or whatever it was in Vegas, they had him there. And this was 800 years ago, you guys. This was before I even had a kid. And he was holding onto the microphone like he could not even stand up.
You're not going to understand a word he says.
No.
No.
During the songs. But nobody cares.
Sorry.
Nobody cares because it's his last show. It's Ozzy Osbourne. So nobody really cares.
Well, he's been like that for a long time where you can't understand him when he's talking. But when he starts singing, you're like, oh, man, I could. Where does this come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even on the reality show, they had to do subtitles.
Right.
Yeah. And that's like 30 years old or something.
I went to see the Eagles out at the Sphere in Vegas. And Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is awful. Getting just absolutely old, see down, much like Ozzy. You can't understand a word he says, and when he sings, it's just terrible.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's terrible. It's awful.
But people
show up. It's so much that when he's singing and talking, people around are laughing. It's that bad. It is. And I think Ozzy's going to be kind of the same way.
And also when he talks, Joe, Walsh, hi, my name's Jamie, and I'll just be talking about nothing, and just having a stroke on the air, which is kind of cool, because we'll get some press for that. Jamie had a stroke live on the air. Anyway, he, like, drools when he talks.
Yeah, it
comes out each side of his mouth. It just comes down.
Yeah, he's really, they just put him on stage because, you know, he was part of the group. You can't kick Joe out of the band, right?
Well, he's an amazing artist.
He's a great guitarist.
And he has a couple of solos.
Oh, yeah. No. He does Rocky Mountain Way, different things. But he can't talk. He can't sing. But he can play a guitar.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program. Hey, the Odyssey app is free. Put it on your phone. Anything you miss on the program, you can get it later today. Podcast will be up there after 10 o'clock. Welcome to a Thursday. Today is, 3 days left in May? And then we're into June. Feels like summer. Well, doesn't feel like it yet. But.
Speaking of summer and travel and all that crap, yesterday Southwest started its whole you have to pay for your bags, right?
Yep.
And man, that was all over social media. Everybody was bitching about it. But there's all these new hacks, you guys, that you can fly with your clothes. Did you see that?
You can fly with your clothes?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, so what you do is, this is just really quick, but what you do is you take a pillowcase and you shove all your clothes in it, right? Yeah. And you carry it like a travel pillow because they never check that because they're assuming you're just bringing on a pillow. Oh, that's brilliant.
It is.
It's really genius. Smart. Yeah, so you just have a pillow.
Okay.
All your clothes.
Padded with your clothes.
Where'd I lose you?
No. I don't understand.
Because they don't consider that a carry-on. It's just a personal item.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a carry-on?
No, it's a pillow.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but what if, it would be huge, would it?
No, you just put, you know, some of
a
your
few
summer
clothes.
Especially your summer clothes are little, right? Yeah. And you just put them in there.
Oh, like swimsuits, all that.
Yeah, and you just shove it in there, boom.
Give it a try.
The other thing that you do, or that myself and my friend used to do, is what we would do is we'd take a blanket, and then if you have kind of a larger carry-on, it kind of got to, you know, get by the people. You put it under your feet, and then you put the blanket over it, and then they don't know that it won't fit under the seat.
Ooh, camouflage.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
That one's a good one, too.
Got to be sneaky.
You got to be sneaky.
You got to fly, right?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, a lot of people were giving a lot of crap to Southwest over this.
They're not happy.
You knew it was coming.
Well, that was their thing.
Well, and people love to complain, Jamie. They just love to complain.
Well, no, but it was kind of their thing. We love them for that.
I know. But at some point, all good things come to an end, right? So it did. It did. But yesterday, United Airlines. Now, people were just complaining like crazy over this. They changed one of their policies. If you're going to fly on United, you now have to show up instead of 30 minutes prior to the boarding time to check your bags. It's now 45 minutes. Well, who doesn't show up at least 45 minutes beforehand to check a bag?
Yeah. I thought it was an hour anyway.
I did too.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I always thought it was an hour.
Yeah.
It changed to 45 minutes yesterday and people went ballistic. we got to get there earlier.
With check bags, they feel like they need an hour to get them on that plane.
Yeah.
Minimum. You know?
Their policy was 30 minutes and they went to 45 and everybody was upset about it. You know, yesterday we had the story of the lady that was hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Sitting in that window, remember? And it happened here in town. She took a shower, wanted to watch the storm, sat by a window, big mistake. Lightning hit a tree, bounced it on her, boom. All of a sudden, there she is. She's got glowing arms.
She said her arms lit up.
Said her arms lit up.
Yeah.
All right, so this morning I saw where they were running a story. Now, I've not heard this yet, about lightning myths.
Oh, I saw it last night.
Did you see it last night?
I did.
Now, I've not heard this. Did you agree with them, or was it just lame?
It was lame.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen.
I mean, it's kind of like, most of them were like, duh.
Yeah.
The only one that I didn't know about is the pipes. The pipes, when it travels through pipes, they have to be copper to electrocute you. But I don't know. I still think that it travels through the pipes no matter what.
But. For those that didn't see it. If you didn't see it, let's just see how dumb it is, okay?
Common lightning myths, like lightning never strikes the same place twice. You've heard that phrase, right?
I don't think that's right. I think it does,
We've seen an Empire State Building strike that all the time.
So he's saying it's a myth. Okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah, definitely has. So the National Weather Service in Boulder says, it's actually not true. It can strike the same place more than once.
Duh.
Tall buildings can be hit multiple times. Yep. Here's a few other myths you might have heard before. Some say you can't be hit by lightning if it's not raining.
See what I mean?
The NWS says also not true, and that bolts from out of the blue can be deadly.
I hope it gets better.
Oh, that's good. Also, you've probably heard that you shouldn't be on electronics during a thunderstorm, but that's only true for...
Slow news day.
Well, they actually aren't playing the one that they had an official guy go through the list. So electronics only if they're tethered, you know, and so like if they're plugged in, if your cell phone has no effect at all on that, you won't be hit if you're on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. But if it's tethered to the wall or whatever and plugged
and
into your
wall. Travel through.
Yeah. Yes. If there's no rain, you can be hit by lightning. And the two most common ways that you get hit by lightning are fishing and golfing.
Golfing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fishing, and which
fishing.
I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I wonder why fishing? Because you're out on the water, I guess.
Yeah, open water, and you got that big, tall rod in your hand.
Yeah.
And like a lightning rod.
I think you're the tallest. But the rod isn't metal.
It's a titanium. Well, they're all different kinds.
And you're on a boat.
Well, nevertheless.
And you're on a boat. And the other one was... you should lay down in a lightning storm. That's not true at all. What you should do is crouch down on your tippy toes. Tippy toes. So you have as little ground contact as you can possibly have. So your tippy toes, which I practice that. I'm not good at it. I fall over.
I can't get down that low.
That's hard.
Well, I can get down. I just fall over, BJ. I'm like a weeble.
Oh, I can't even get down.
Well, wait. Yeah. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall. I'm not a weeble.
Yeah.
And so, and obviously not by a tree. So if there's a lightning storm.
Tree.
Get down, crouch down, but get on your deepy toes and pray that you don't fall over.
All right, that was a waste of time. Let's get to the crypto story. All right, you want something crazy, folks. This is a wild story.
It is a wild
story. So this guy is in business in a hedge fund with another guy in New York City, and they've gathered all this crypto stuff, okay? This guy and his buddy, they have a falling out, and he goes off into, like, Italy or somewhere, okay? He's a citizen over there. They lure him back, him and a friend, his old partner and a friend, they lure him back to New York City. I'm not sure how they do it, but they get him back to New York. When they get him back here, they hold him hostage and they try to get his password for his crypto so they can steal all of his money. The things they do to this guy to try to get the pass, and he never gives it up, does he?
No, he did not.
He never gave it up.
Well, he was there for like a week and he finally escaped.
I think 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Was it?
Okay. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. It happened like first of May, I think it was.
It was
they
a
just
while.
Discovered it. I think it was 3 weeks. This guy was 3 weeks being tortured never give up the password.
3 weeks.
I heard that they put battery cables on his nuts.
It's not in the story.
It's not?
No.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
It is a torture that's used in certain parts of the world.
Yeah,
I think.
I've seen movies about that.
Like Pakistan or somewhere.
Well, I don't know where it is.
They'll hook up battery cables to you, man. Before you know it, you're glowing like a glow stick. All right, here's the story.
His peanuts, you guys.
Here's the story. Yeah, his glow stick. All right, here we go.
For the first time, we're seeing the dramatic end to a harrowing ordeal, an escape from a six-story luxury townhouse turned alleged torture chamber in Soho. Surveillance video shows the moment a disheveled man, barefoot and bleeding, approaches an NYPD traffic officer, pleading for help.
So this guy's been tortured for 3 weeks by three guys, who got him in his apartment or a apartment, and they held him for 3 weeks, torturing him over and over again to get his password, and he finally escapes.
The man, an Italian tourist, wore only shorts, a polo shirt, and clutched a fanny pack in his hand. Police quickly converged on the townhouse, arresting John Waltz, a prominent name in the crypto world. According to law enforcement sources, Waltz and a business associate are accused of imprisoning and torturing their third business partner, a 28-year-old Italian citizen who had just arrived in New York earlier this month. Investigators say the two men took his passport and electronic devices, then demanded the password to his Bitcoin account. When he refused, police say they beat him with a pistol.
All right, that's number one. Beat him with a pistol.
That's not good.
Number one.
Held a gun to his head, used a chainsaw on his leg.
Oh my God!
Chainsaw to the leg.
What?
Whoa. This has gotten serious.
Oh, this is awful. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Urinated on him. Ew. Tied.
What? They whizzed on him?
At his wrist. Drugged him. Shocked him with live wires and...
I told you that part.
No kidding. You were right.
I told you.
Battery cables to the nuts.
You know what I would call that? That is nuts.
And even dangled him off the building.
Now think about that for a minute. They took him up to the top of the building in Manhattan, New York, held him by the ankle.
And he still didn't give it.
I mean, dangled him.
At what point do you guys finally break? I mean, all right, so here's the thing. They know, he knows in his head that crypto is not traceable, right? So he knows that once he gives up that password, it's gone.
Yep. Here's my point of breaking, okay? They can't get me into the room. They lock the door behind me. I look around like, whoa, what's that all about? And then I look around the room and I see a gun. Then I see a chainsaw. Then I give up the password.
Yeah, they had me at chainsaw.
The gun, I'd be like, maybe we're going to all go rob somebody. But when I see the chainsaw, I am going to chirp like a bird.
Yeah, me too.
You want the password? No problem.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4. That's the password.
That is awful.
Is that wild?
Oh my God.
He was in there for 3 weeks being tortured. Oh.
Okay, so here's what the cybersecurity woman said about this whole situation that they had her on. They're like, listen, if you have like mutual funds and you have money in the bank or whatever, fine. If you want to say you're wealthy and talk about your yachts and whatever, that's fine because basically nobody's going to be able to get to it, right? They're not going to be able to get to it. It's going to take a long process to try to break into your money manager's accounts. But if you have crypto, do not flaunt that you have crypto because this could happen to you. In a heartbeat because it's not traceable. And so it said, if you have crypto, don't tell anybody.
That's wild. Well, but he was in business, so they knew. And I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in this particular story, he was in business with this guy. They were dealing in crypto. They had a falling out. This guy obviously had millions upon millions of dollars in crypto. The other guy kind of wanted it. So he went and bought himself a chainsaw and said, hey, we'll find a way to get this. And they tortured this guy for three. They dangled him from the roof of a Manhattan skyrise.
Well,
hey, we're going to drop you. Either give it up or you're dead. And you would have to think this, though. There is no other way to get that password. So you kill this guy, game over.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to take back my... I'm thinking about BJ and his Ryobi plug-in chainsaw.
Yeah.
Not that scary.
I could put a gash on your leg. You kidding me? Yeah.
The Ryobi plug-in.
Yeah, you blow the outlet and it's over.
Not that intimidating.
We're going to take a break. Why does it have to come back on me? I don't get it. All right, we'll be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is graduation day at the Air Force Academy. All the cadets will toss their hats. The Thunderbirds will fly over. Big celebration in Colorado Springs, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge deal.
It's always a big deal. Pretty proud moment for everybody. You know, it's kind of cool.
It always gives me goosebumps, too, when they fly over and everybody throws up their hats. I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
It happens today. All right, there's a bobcat in a house in King Carroll.
Yeah. That thing would not leave either. And you know what? He positioned himself up on the mantle on a shelf like he was a statue. He was just staring at everybody like, yeah, right. I'm not getting down. You guys are going to kill me. Yeah,
I'm the fat cat. I own this place, man. Mm-hmm. Try to get me out of here. And then the police go in there and they're trying to get this cat out by using a laser pointer.
Yeah, Jeffco, right?
All cats are alike.
Well, I think that's pretty funny. It was actually pretty smart.
Yeah, genius. If you wanted to chase it, chase him right out.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. No. It didn't work. He didn't chase the laser. Here's the body cam. That's what's been released. And the body cam video, and the audio, obviously, of the police officers inside the house trying to get this bobcat out.
He's right there. He's up on that shelf behind the plant.
Oh.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, guys, look at this thing. Hi, Kiki. Well, I'm going to see if he chases the laser. I don't know. Cats like lasers.
It's not a normal cat.
Dude, cats are all the same. They all like the same thing.
You guys are hilarious.
Hello, Kitty,
Kitty, Kitty, Kitty.
Okay, first of all, the deputies call him Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. And then his partner, who I love, is like, Tim, it's not a normal cat. He's not going to chase the laser.
That's great. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, and their cat, her actual cat, she has a real cat. And I mean, not that that's not a real cat, but you know what I mean. Domesticated cat. And I guess her cat Meatball opened the door for the big cat.
Way to go, Meatball.
Right?
No wonder you called Meatball.
I love that name for a cat. That's solid. By the way, speaking of animals, and I don't know if this is true or not or whatever, but I just heard that I think in Wheat Ridge, you can take yoga classes with a kangaroo. Don't they mean wallabies?
I don't know.
Because,
I haven't seen this.
Those aren't like
because kangaroos can knock that. Well, they can kill you. A wallaby won't kill you, but a kangaroo will kill you.
I don't know.
Because at Fox 31, they're like, hey, take a kangaroo yoga class. And I'm like, kangaroos will kill you.
Yeah. Do they look alike?
They look alike, but the kangaroo is much stronger.
Right?
You know, the kangaroo is just way stronger.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they do have kangaroos up there.
Maybe so. Maybe they're.
Why would you want to take a yoga class with a kangaroo?
Because it'd be awesome.
It says a kangaroo yoga studio back in business.
It does?
Yeah.
You sure that's not just the name of the studio?
Oh.
I mean, why would they call it? Well,
you would call it. You can call it whatever. I'm just saying. They actually have a kangaroo?
Well, we have a crocodile or alligator sanctuary, right?
Well, yeah.
I think this is probably a kangaroo sanctuary.
Well, a sanctuary is one thing, but in a yoga studio is another thing.
What are you seeing, Spadell? What do we got?
Kangaroo.
Up in Wheat Ridge, you got the Kangaroo Ranch, which they do yoga with kangaroos.
Yeah.
It's a ranch.
And the kangaroos are reputable. They come from a reputable source, a breeder in Texas.
Wait. If they're not reputable, what does that mean? Like they're shady?
Or they're like knockoff kangaroos. I don't know.
Black market kangaroos. Yeah.
They're drug dealers.
They're here illegally.
Right.
They didn't come through the right process to be a part of our country.
Reputable kangaroo. Yeah. I don't know, but they're not calling them wallabies. They're actual kangaroos. It says kangaroos.
Yeah.
Didn't you always hear that kangaroos can kill you?
I always heard kangaroos are mean. Yeah,
they're mean.
They can knock the tar out of you.
They're good boxers.
They are very good boxers, and the kickboxers,
and they're
too.
Good mothers too. They put that baby in that pouch.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Nice,
I wish we all had pouches.
It looks like they got three different things though. They do kangaroo yoga, they do kangaroo meet and greets, and then they're gonna have kangaroo bottle feeding soon.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
And is this in Wheat Ridge, yeah?
It is in Wheat Ridge.
Okay. Sign us up.
Yeah.
I'll do the bottle feeding.
Yeah, you seem very...
I'm very nurturing.
Yes, right? You are. Right?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, daddy. Well, the big news is that reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. You know, it's funny because I feel like these two are more popular than ever. I always felt like a lot of people didn't know who they were because they were on like A&E or something. The reality show was on a weird network, and now they were pardoned by Trump, and we just found out that the $18 million that they owed in restitution has also been like, it's fine.
It's wiped out.
What the hell? This doesn't seem right. I'm just gonna say that out loud, and y'all can be mad at me. I don't care, but that is not fair. I have a $3,000 bill due.
Yeah, you get a pardon, you get a fresh start, don't you?
And I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yeah. I still have to pay bills.
Oh, I'm doing the right things.
Oh my God! So we'll see what happens. But here is Savannah Chrisley. She was outside the prison where she was waiting her dad to be released.
So what's we've been waiting here, waiting for your dad to come out?
I know.
You keep thinking any minute.
I know. Yeah. Honestly, this process has been absolutely insane, and I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad. My brother Grayson is there to pick up my mom, so he's waiting. President Trump signed the pardons, I think, at around 3 p.m. this afternoon. And it's all due to President Trump, Alice Johnson, Ed Martin, all of them. They have truly just shown up, and they've looked at this case with a fine-tooth comb, and they've seen the corruption. I have literally been here. I got here at, I think it was 2 a.m., last night, and I have not gone to sleep. I did not bring any clothes with me. I did not bring a toothbrush with me. I brought absolutely nothing with me because I'm just a daughter who wants to take my dad home.
You know,
with me.
I'm a little confused on something, Jamie, because you know the story better than I do. I saw yesterday their conviction had nothing to do with embezzlement. It was tax evasion.
It was all of it. It was tax evasion. It was they filed illegal documents, getting loans.
Yeah,
with the banks. It was all kinds of stuff. It was a buttload of stuff. Huh. It was because they falsified documents to get the loans from the bank where they cut and paste the documents. You know, pretending like they had this much money and that much money.
Well, they're free as a bird now.
Yeah, good
both
for them.
And they're headed back to TV, it looks like.
Here's the thing, what we've learned from this, friends. You know what? Just go ahead and rip off your banks, and somebody will say it's fine.
By the way, I heard yesterday, I saw a story, that Joe Exotic, they're going to take a look at him. That possibly he'll be pardoned, too. Old Joe could be getting out of the pokey before
this
you know it.
Yeah.
They're saying that case is not done. I guess they have a list that the pardon people take a look at. You got to be vetted through there. And Joe Exotic is still on the list.
Well, maybe the two people, one from, let's see here, there's a lady from Parker, and then there's a guy from, I think he was from Evergreen. They've just been indicted for allegedly... taking COVID funds.
Yeah.
You know, they said that they had more employees than they did.
Oh.
You know all that COVID money that was out there?
You should be let out on that. Yeah, what the hell, right? Isn't there a lady here that's locked up because she claimed election fraud or something, and they locked her up? She's on the list. So there's a lot of people to look at, I guess. Let them out.
So these two were just indicted yesterday. Again, a lady from Parker and this other guy from like Evergreen or whatever. And they had businesses here in Colorado, and they you know, allegedly said that they had more employees than they did. This is what the government's saying, that they said all this. But here's what I like. I like when you get like a government grant, and people did this with college loans too. You take the money, and what they did is they bought a BMW, a Jaguar, and then they went to Vegas. I like that kind of thing.
That's what I'd do.
I would do that too, yeah, right? I remember when people were getting those government loans for college, and one girl was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to go, but I am going to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know you have to pay that back, right?
Or you have extra money on your loan. And some people at my campus, at my school, they were buying big screen TVs.
Right? They were just like
these
money.
Lavish couches. I'm like, what are you doing?
Free money. Shmadil, is your money still due?
For my student loans?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I owe about $10,000 still. They call me every day for it right now, actually, too. Yeah, it's the AidVantage thing.
They're going to start docking your pay, man.
I know. I need to get it all settled up so that I can do minimum payments.
They'll come after it.
I'm going to take care of it on Friday after payday.
Bills suck. Sorry.
Bills suck. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They've been saying that for years.
Bills suck.
I at least almost got my car paid off, though, so paying off the student loans now will be a lot easier.
You know what it is? It's the bills that are dumb. For example, I got quoted because in my stucco, a woodpecker has like beaten the hell out of my stucco and they like has babies, and, you know, it's a whole thing. And they put huge holes in it. $2,500 to repair my stucco. Oh. That's the kind of bills that really suck when you're like,
And that's the kind of bills, too, that you can't use the homeowners.
Yeah.
Because you have a $1,000 deductible.
Exactly.
They'll raise the premium. Yeah. You're just stuck.
So I decided yesterday, you know what? Maybe I'll be a sanctuary and see if I can get a tax break. I'm a woodpecker sanctuary.
Oh, that's actually great. You could probably get a grant for that.
Yeah. I wonder if they have the woodpecker grant.
I don't know, but my home is definitely one of them.
Make a phone call today. Hey, I'm calling about the pecker grant.
Well, what irritates me is like, you made one hole. Yeah. Why do you need to make seven more? Did you not like your first hole?
Yeah, you got a perfectly nice hole right
there. Yes, perfectly nice hole. You had to get six more holes.
Look, you never have enough holes. It's a motto in life.
Exactly. Yep. My God. All right, the other thing. I wanted to play this yesterday, and I didn't grab it, so I apologize. But I know I'm not like this is just weird, but America's Got Talent. There's this guy, Jordan Blue, and I've never paid attention to the lyrics of the song. We just play the song and I hear it or whatever. The way this guy sang it on America's Got Talent, he got the golden buzzer from Howie Mandel 2 days ago, and I know I'm late on this story. I've never heard it. I think he's amazing.
What's the song?
You'll hear it. Here it is.
Because when a heart breaks, no, it don't break. No, it don't break. No, it don't break.
He was so good.
Yeah.
When he sings like the just the regular lyrics, you're just like, I didn't even know that song said that part. Because he sang it so differently. Anyway, you had to be there. It was really amazing. I think he's going to win America's Got Talent. And then finally for you, Ford Motor Company. If you just bought Ford, have Ford, whatever, you might want to look into this. They just recalled yesterday, or maybe it's today, 1 million Fords. And I'll tell you why. And this is a bad thing. The backup camera is on delay.
No.
If you have a camera that's on delay, that's not good.
Does it ever catch up to real time?
Don't know. That's why they're recalling 1 million of them. I guess not. So make sure y'all look into that. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
By the way, this morning, if you're headed north, I-25, that traffic accident up there is absolutely horrendous. You've got a tractor trailer that is completely covering both sides of the freeway, both sides, northbound, southbound, all closed down. That's it. What, Mead, I think it is?
North of Mead. A little bit
just
north of Mead.
It's been closed down for hours. They are opening up a lane to turn you around. You can't get through. You got to go around somehow with some of the alternates. But it is a mess this morning. This thing is backed up for miles.
Yeah, so again, it's I-25 closure both directions. It's north of Mead, so oof.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app, and the podcast after 10 o'clock today. Go back and listen to it. Jamie, I want to play you a cute little song here, okay?
Oh, I love cute little songs. Yeah. I just love cute little songs.
And you tell me if you've ever heard this cute little song. It plays all the time at my house. And Carson, you might have this in power rotation at your house, too.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the duck song, Got Any Grapes?
Got Any Grapes, the duck song. No, I have not. Who's it by?
Have you ever heard?
Who's this by? Yeah, Britney?
Maybe Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
Oh. Yeah, I think maybe Ozzy does this. All right, listen, it's only 25 seconds. Bear with me, because there's something on the back side of this, okay? All right, here we go.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man, run in the stand. Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle,
waddle, waddle,
till the very
waddle
next
away.
Day.
You got any grapes?
No, I don't have that rotation.
Haven't we all?
What's the payoff here?
Haven't we all eaten grapes in a grocery store?
You played that song just so we could get to that?
Yeah. 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 I love that song, by the way. Da, 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 da. Got any grapes?
And the guy said no, so he waddled away.
I have audio of a lady busted in a grocery store eating grapes.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Okay.
She is livid about it, too. Like, leave me alone. It's a free world. I can do this. You can't stop. But we've all done it, right?
I kind of tend not to because I like to wash them first, but that's
just... But grapes, but a banana. I'll eat a banana in the store.
Oh, I haven't thought about a banana.
Yeah, especially since, like, little kids,
don't
like...
Don't they have to weigh those?
No, so Little Debbie, like, King Supers actually has a section. They have a little basket, and it's just singles, and it's snacks for the kids. So it's
I knew about the cookie, so that's a new way for them to be healthy.
Exactly, and that's the only way she eats a banana is just in the store.
I'm going to have to go to the section with the free bananas.
Yeah. I don't think we have the bananas at my store.
Yeah, I don't.
We have, you can get a cookie.
Yeah.
Yep.
We sometimes grab a donut. I'll be honest.
Well, I grab a donut, but I show donuts. The guy the bag and I tell him I had a donut.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I do too, but I'm sure people sneak out of there without paying for
the
donut.
I'm sure they do.
You know? All right, here's the lady. She's caught eating the grapes in the grocery store.
Ma'am, she can't be eating at the grape. No, store policy says I'm started cracking down, ma'am.
The store policy says her to eat those grapes.
Ma'am, you uphold this child talking about asking up eat these grapes?
This is a free world. Well, I can do whatever
ma'am, get your hand out of the bag.
Are you going to make me?
Okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to get help.
I'm going to go get help.
Wow, he meant business. Was it really that big
get
of a deal?
Your hand out of that bag. She's sitting there, or standing there, at the grapes. You know, they're in their own little, you know, little island there. And she literally opens the bag and starts eating out of the bag, just standing there.
I know my friend, she'll eat one just to see which one's the sweetest grapes.
Yeah.
And so she will pick one from each bag.
Now, do you pay for grapes by the pound?
I think you do, right?
Yeah.
So here's what I've normally do when I do it. I normally get the grapes. I'm going to buy grapes, but I open the bag and eat the grapes as I'm going around the store. So I end up paying less, right?
Yeah, you do.
That's the way I handle it, okay?
Right? You guys, speaking of which, okay, what's the rule about watermelon? Is it the lines have to be close or they have to be far apart?
Far apart.
Far apart, and they're sweeter?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If they have white spots or yellow spots, which one's sweet?
Yellow spots.
Well, look at you. All right, so yellow spots is...
I know watermelons.
Because I got one from Whole Foods, and it sucked.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Really?
It tastes like chemicals. It was the worst watermelon I've ever had.
Yep, that's on you.
Well, I didn't pick it. It was delivered. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you gotta know your melons, Pam.
Okay, so...
I'm a melon man.
So far apart...
Far apart.
And yellow.
And yellow. Okay. You don't want white.
Okay,
white is bland.
And then is it round or oblong?
Round.
Look at you. Wow.
No sphere. You don't want the sphere cut.
Okay.
Or the sphere look. You want the round.
So
round is...
Just okay. Round?
Round is sound. Remember that.
Round
why?
Is sound.
Why do I remember
round that? Is sound. That means that's the one to pick. Round.
Oh, sound as in like it's solid.
Yeah, solid. Okay. Sound. Right. Round is sound.
All right, so give me one for the lines. Far apart.
Lines.
Like, yeah.
Lines.
Lines far or really all right.
Near, oh dear. If they're near, oh dear. I don't know. There's a TikTok challenge called the door kick.
Yeah, that's stupid. People are going to get shot at my house.
They already got shot.
Oh, they did?
In Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kid got shot for doing this. Now it's in Denver. Check it out.
2 o'clock in the morning over here in the high.
By the way, this is Jim Hooley. Jim Hooley covers all the dangerous.
I love Jim Hooley.
If it's dangerous in Denver, that's him. Dangerous Denver. That's Jim Hooley.
2 o'clock in the morning over here in the Highlands Sloan's Lake neighborhood earlier this week. Two people run up the sidewalk, and then they simultaneously give the front door of a home here a really good kick. And then they simply run off, leaving behind about $4,000. $1,000 in damages.
The first person kicked right here, and the second person kicked right here, and when the first person kicked here, it actually broke this piece that interlocks into the frame of the door, and it separated it, and broke also the back of the handle of the lock itself.
The danger in all this is all too obvious, according to police, after what happened recently in Virginia. In that case, a teenager was shot and killed by a homeowner when they were carrying out the same stunt, a very similar stunt, and the homeowner thought that it was somebody breaking into the home, and they came out with a gun and opened fire.
It's
the door-kicking challenge. Dangerous and, unfortunately, deadly out there this morning. Live over Sloan's Lake in the neighborhood over here, I'm Jim Hooley.
Dangerous Denver.
It's not a stunt. I mean, that's just... I mean,
it's vandalism.
And you're trying to kick in my door.
It's vandalism. You're trying to kick in my front door, and you're probably going to get shot.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm sorry.
Pretty common sense. Yeah. I don't know if you should do the TikTok challenge.
Some of these TikTok challenges, I swear to God. Remember when they were eating Tide Pods, kids these days?
They should call it, instead of the door kick challenge, it should be shot or not shot challenge.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. Instead of the door kick.
Yeah
you get what I'm saying?
That is dumb.
Got any grapes?
What?
That's it. You kick down the door and you say, you got any grapes?
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. If got any grapes doesn't really move you this morning.
Let me hear it again.
You want to hear it again?
Let me.
I thought you'd never ask.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum bum bum, got any grapes?"
The guy said no.
The man said no. We just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, "I pass."
If you listen to the song,
that's the end.
No, it's not the end. Oh. The duck comes back about 50 times.
Oh.
It just goes back and forth.
For
and
the grapes
duck,
still?
The very next day, the duck comes back for grapes again. Lemonade stand. Finally, the guy at the lemonade stand gets fed up with the duck.
Yeah.
And threatens the duck, and the duck finally leaves.
Oh, I thought maybe he put sleeping pills in some of the grapes and gave the duck some grapes.
Could so he go to sleep.
Benadryl.
Could be down the road a little bit. I didn't get to hear the full ending of the duck song.
I mean, that's what I was doing if I was that guy. Like,
now,
if
you didn't like the duck song and the grapes, got any grapes? Maybe you'll like beatboxing or beatboxing nuns.
Beatboxing nuns.
Beatboxing nuns.
Yeah, now that I am a fan of. I saw these ladies.
All right, now they're on a Christian television show, correct?
And they are going wild.
Yeah. Now they're preaching their message, obviously.
It's
they got a little song.
Nuns gone wild.
Got a little song they want to do. A couple of nuns. Each got a microphone. And then the one starts the beatboxing, man, and she's good.
She is good.
Man, you gotta figure. She had to practice a long time inside the, you know, the
what else they
covenant
got to do?
That
it's
they
not
live
like
in.
Having sex.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't think they're practicing beatboxing.
You gotta fill the time somehow.
You do. I mean, what a boring life.
I can't even imagine.
Where have they ever heard beatboxing before?
Well, they have TV. They're not on.
They're nuns. No, I'm just saying. They're not listening to beatbox rap or anything like that. Here we go.
Então vamos lá. Vocação.
This is a Christian TV show. They nail it.
Yeah, she's really good. She is good.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Where the hell did she learn that?
Everybody has some hidden talent, BJ. Everybody.
I guess
even
so.
Even nuns.
I guess
they should go on AGT.
They should.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Então vamos lá.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
No, I don't have a turd or 10 this morning, or a turd or 10
you
or whatever
had,
it is.
You had it one time. You had Schmidl do a whole production element.
I know.
And you did it one day.
I know. It's just so hard to come up with a
have
10 or turd.
Have you ever been checked for ADD or ADHD? Or
no, I never have.
You
never
should.
I have been told before to go get a brain scan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I've never done it. But I do have three headlines here that we can choose from for the next story.
Right. Yep.
And we can either choose it ourselves. I'll give the headlines first. Then we can determine if we want to choose it or if it's worth going to Texnado. Because we could play one song, come back, and do what Texnado wants. Are you ready? Yeah. A. Number one. Boyfriend's fart causes 7-year sinus infection.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's already one. Circulated. Right. Yeah.
Number two, Miss Piggy Woman attacks kid on a plane.
Saw that one too.
That's number two. Number three, pigeons storm a Delta cabin.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you saw them all. I'm just saying, which one do we want to do? Now, do we go fart, piggy, pigeons? You guys decide. Texnado.
Well, since I know all the stories, let them guess. Let them pick.
Texnado or us?
Yeah.
I think we go with Texnado.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
303-22-ALICE. You tell us. One is fart, two is piggy, and three is pigeons.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure we'll get three or four, suggestions.
Yeah. Sure.
But all three are good stories, right?
Solid.
They're solid stories.
They're solid
stories. So you decide which one you want. A, farts. Boyfriend fart. B, Miss Piggy. Or C, the pigeons in the plane. Okay.
Schmidl, what are you leaning towards?
Yeah, what are you leaning towards?
I like the Miss Piggy one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It is.
A little violent.
It is. Yeah. But it's funny that kid was just saying that stuff to
okay.
her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. Carson?
I would go fart because I feel like this would benefit a lot of couples. This
That's a pretty
is
good one, too. Yeah. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, especially those of you that enjoy a nice Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
A, fart. B, piggy. C, pigeons. 303-22-ALICE. You decide. It's a great choice this morning.
What is this song?
BJ and Jamie.
All right, after tens of thousands of votes here on Texnado,
yes.
303-22-ALICE.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yep.
Farting was winning, but Miss Piggy's made a comeback here.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think we could go either one, either way here, and would be fine, but... I think we'll go with the farting story, though.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I've got it lined up here. Here's a guy.
This is so awful.
He's been accused of farting in his girlfriend's face and has given her a sinus infection. Here's the story.
Today I realized that I think my ex-boyfriend got the best possible breakup revenge that anyone could ever get. We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since. I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I couldn't breathe. I've never, ever, ever. It's not anything that even compares to that. And I got my sinus infection cultured today. I've gotten it imaged. I've had all these tests done. Doctors haven't been able to figure it out. And it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
I don't know if I buy this lady.
This is a weird story, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I buy her story. She claims, now if you read on into the story, I guess he positioned himself just right to hit her with it. And she claims she has E. coli. And the doctors claim that. And the only way she could have gotten it from her boyfriend, right?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know?
But never 7 years sinus infection?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Is it possible, though?
Of course. I mean, he blew some chunks out at the same time.
She couldn't move.
Chunks. You're helping the story.
Well, I'm just saying.
Some particles
there
was
some fecal matter in the air, and she inhaled.
I don't know. Is this possible?
If anything's possible, BJ. You just put your mind to it.
All right, let's go to Miss Piggy now. Right,
yeah, this is funny because I this story is interesting because I think we've all had a substitute teacher or somebody you've been on a field trip with and you just didn't jive with when you were little.
Yeah.
So I think that this little kid was on a field trip with this lady. She was one of the chaperones and he just had it with her.
They'd been to Disney.
Yeah.
They were coming back from Disney World or Disneyland, one of the two. And they're getting on a flight And he calls her Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy, you're not going to fit that seat, Miss Piggy. And she beats the crap out of that kid.
Yes, she sure did.
Christy Lee Crampton was set to be back home from her family's Disney World vacation. Instead, she made her first appearance in front of a Seminole County judge Tuesday, charged with felony child abuse. Allegiant Flight 2885 to Hagerstown, Maryland, was set to take off from Orlando Sanford International Airport just before 2 p.m. Monday. But according to this arrest report, Crampton and witnesses on the plane tell police the child called Crampton fat and Miss Piggy, telling her she couldn't fit in the airplane seat. That's when witnesses say Crampton began hitting the child with her fist and then hit him on the head with a water bottle. Then the report says she slammed the child's head into the airplane window.
Oh my God!
Well, that changed from the story that I read. The story I read, it was like a field trip with a group, but they're saying this is a family group.
Yeah, this is on an airplane.
No, I know that.
Right?
Yeah. But it's saying, I know, but my story said that it was like a group that was all going, you know, like a tourist group or whatever, but they're saying this is a family group.
Yeah.
And so that was like the little nephew or something. Yeah.
And you just left the happiest place on earth.
Exactly.
And then you call somebody Miss Piggy, and then she beats the crap out of you and slams your head into the window.
The child used his arms to cover his head. Airport police haven't said how old the child is, but Crampton told police the child was very rude and disrespectful during their trip to Disney, and that after the child called her fat, she took his phone away. She claims he then pushed her arm off the armrest twice, and that's when she began smacking him.
Oh boy.
But police and witnesses say she went beyond typical disciplinary actions. One witness saying the woman was not correcting the child, she was abusing him.
Mickey Mouse wouldn't act this way.
Happy Disneyland trip.
Yeah, happiest place on earth. And here you are. You're coming back from the happiest place, and you get the big fight on the airplane with a kid.
So sad.
Now, the kid is a little brat. All right, any kid that's going to call somebody fat and Miss Piggy and you're not going to fit in that seat is a little brat.
Well, I agree with
that. Okay,
yeah.
So whatever the parents have been doing in the past, it ain't working because this kid is a nuisance. And this lady, although you don't have the right to slam his head into a window.
I still want to know how they're related.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't say, it says in my story, like, it says we don't know how they're associated to each other. So
they're on a plane. I don't know.
I know, but what I'm saying is if my sister hit my kid like that, then I jump across the seat and now I'm fighting with my sister.
Yeah, then you got a hole, bro.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand why no one came to the kid's defense.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. If you're watching a child, we don't know how old. I mean, this kid could be 15 for all we know. I mean, we don't know how old the kid is. But, I mean, this lady is beating the crap out of this kid. And you might not have heard him call her Miss Piggy and going, what the heck's going on here? This lady's beating up this child in the seat. I don't know how that was connected, but man, oh man, did that get ugly.
I feel like the trip was ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. Black eye. Yeah,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Got a black eye on this
one.
What
kind of scrapbook this is.
People are crazy. On airplanes. What is
it? BJ and Jim.
You know, this Diddy trial not being on TV has kind of sucked some of the energy out of it, hasn't it?
I agree with you.
Yeah. I wanted this thing to be like the OJ trial, but OJ we got to see every day. This one we don't get to see. We only get to read reports, conflicting reports, people guessing. It just doesn't have the pizzazz that I thought it was going
to
have.
Well, not only that, but we don't get to form our own opinion because people are telling us what their opinion is.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to follow that. So.
Yeah, and you don't know. I mean, it's really convoluted. You got to do a lot of reading, and we're not big into reading.
We don't like to read at all. Although, did you guys see that two-year-old kid that was just entered into, what's that, Smart Brainy Society? Help me.
Mensa?
Yeah. 2 years old.
Wow.
Two!
Man.
Our kids are failures.
Yeah.
They suck.
2 years
two
old.
2 years Mensa. Old. Yep. Youngest That's member ever.
Cool. That's wild.
Diddy trial yesterday. They tried to get it thrown out. The defense tried to get it completely dismissed with a mistrial. Didn't work. So it's back on the track. And they found the girl. They found the girl that went missing. And I guess she's going to testify either this week or the first of next week. And they say her testimony is really, really over the top damaging for him.
And Cassie had her baby.
Yeah.
That's great.
In case Cassie had her baby.
But I'm just saying, that's kind of bad timing, isn't it? It's like...
During the Diddy trial?
You're in the Diddy trial, and you have... I don't know.
It's
it just
awkward.
Feels... Yeah, it does feel awkward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
right, there's a new trend sweeping the nation, and all you men are in trouble if you are single and you're dating. It's called cut 'em off theory.
Cut 'em off.
Yeah, it's where these women are high maintenance, and if a guy that you're dating just literally shows you any kind of signs of being slighted, if he doesn't text you, hey, have a safe flight, safe travels, or if he doesn't offer to bring you a morning coffee, you're supposed to... There's going to be a lot of single women out there.
Cut him off?
You're supposed to cut him off.
Cut him off.
Yeah, it says most women are disappointed in their marriages, and it's because they didn't cut off a guy at the beginning while they were dating him.
There you go. Should have cut him off. Cut him off,
Mom. Isn't that sad to hear that most women are disappointed in their marriage?
Yeah, it is. It is sad. It is sad. But I guess if you survey men, they'd say the same thing.
Well, right. I was thinking
so,
that.
There
I was
you
thinking,
go.
I don't have that study. Do you think it is the same?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think we're all alike in that way.
I think that guys don't care as much in a marriage. Like, you guys are like, just kind of roll with it, whatever. I don't really care. You know, because you guys just literally don't care. But I think women do look at their friends and look at... you know, life and all the reality shows, you know, all the stuff, and compare their own lives and get disappointed.
Oh,
quicker.
Hands down, women judge other women and their relationships all the time.
And they're always disappointed in their husbands, where you guys are just watching football and there's really nothing. I mean, as long as she leaves you alone.
I feel like guys don't find out until we get served papers. Then it's like, oh, there's a problem?
Yeah. You didn't even speak up. You always said nothing.
I did see some interesting statistics about divorce.
Yeah.
So if you do heterosexual couples and gay couples, it's women have the highest rate of divorce, like lesbians have the highest rate of divorce.
See?
Then 50-50, when it's like heterosexual, it's second, and then third, least divorce, gay men.
Right, because they don't care.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just like, whatever, I don't care, we're just two gay men.
Yeah.
You annoy me, I annoy you, that's fine. But two women together are like, oh my God.
I hate you, yeah.
Be brutal.
Wow, that makes sense. I like it. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Chick-fil-A is coming out with their peach milkshake. I've never had it sounds disgusting.
Yeah, peach, I'm not into
I don't like the peach. We ended our big thing called turd or 10, but I'd like to bring it back for a second and ask you guys if you think that this is just a gimmick or you love it. Is it a turd or is it 10? But first we have to play this thing.
What thing? Oh, the thing.
The thing.
Well, you got to tell me beforehand.
Why? You never tell me anything beforehand. Like, always like, huh? We're doing that now? Okay, let me find the article out of the trash. Ay. It's turd or 10, and we're bringing it back. So here's the story. Apparently, the Model Y, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, the Tesla Model Y, they're doing it, right now it's a test run, where the Model Y will actually drive itself to you and drop itself off to you. So if you buy it online, right, this is, again, just in Austin, Texas, it's a test. But if you buy it online, buy the whole thing, blah, 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 right, it'll drive itself to you and do the drop off. And my thought is this. Is it just a huge gimmick because everybody knows that Instagram, you know, it's all for the gram. Like, it is kind of cool to have your car drive up and you're like, oh my God.
All the videos are going to be everywhere.
Exactly. Or is it a turd because it's so gimmicking?
Turd.
Turd.
Turd. Yep. Turd.
I'm going 10.
I'm kind of 10 as well.
Yeah. Turd for me.
But first, let's play the song.
Okay, here it is.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it 10 or turd? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it 10 or turd?
She's such great work, Shmadil. I didn't want to lose it, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. It's such good work.
I was really pumped when I was making that one because I like that song a lot.
Yeah,
you can
tell.
You
really put it,
you're into it, man.
Okay, so you can text us. Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Your thoughts on it? I kind of love it, but I think we're also going to get burnt out on the grams of this. You know, like, oh my God, I just got a new Tesla, brah. It's like it's driving up again. You know, it's like after about 20 of them, you're like, I get it.
Yeah, which is the first day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
first day.
Exactly.
I think it's a turd because it's a gimmick, first of all. Second of all, I don't want to buy a car that I can't go get and drive, okay? I don't want it delivered to me like that. I would rather go get it and drive it at the same time. And third is that if anything in the world, you know, anything can be hacked. What if somebody hacks that thing to steal it and they drive it to their place?
Well, I guess you could say that about anything, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. But with it being technology, it's sitting in your driveway. If it's got that capability, what if somebody figures out how to hack it and have it drive over to their house?
But then again, you know, we talked to our boss and he took 4 hours to buy a GMC truck. Oh, yep. He's so mad about it. So I would love the thought of just buying it online. I didn't even have to see a dealer. And then they just drive it right to me.
Yeah. Just I'm shows like, up.
Thank you.
Yeah, not me. I want to see it.
But,
what a drive.
But you're
what
the guy that likes to go to the grocery store.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah. I like my
exactly.
stuff dropped off. All right. Anyway, Justin Bieber is so happy. You know how the reports were he was broke as a joke and that's why he sold his catalog. We couldn't figure that out because we're like, why would you sell your catalog? You have so much time to you know, keep making money off this catalog. We didn't get it. And it didn't make sense. He also took a huge tax hit because he didn't wait until the end of the year to sell it. I mean, all of this was like, what? Well, it comes to find out he was completely broke as a joke. But good news. Hailey Bieber has just sold her cosmetic company for $1 billion.
That's a good chunk of change,
That's
man.
A good wife to have.
Yeah, hold yes, on, Justin. Hold on.
And you'll be interested to know, you know how he always walks in front of her and never opens her door and he's just really rude to her?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? He's posting pictures on the gram of being all lovey-dovey.
Oh, he was all over that billionaire wife.
Everybody would.
All of a sudden, he's a touchy-feely man. Yeah. No, it's interesting.
Come here, baby.
I mean, he just had to take something off the internet where he said, I never thought she'd get on the Vogue, on the cover of Vogue. And I told her as such. I said, you're never going to get on Vogue. And now all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I love you. $1 billion, and she sold it to Elf, which is Elf is really low end. I mean, it's good stuff, but it's not like, you know, Chanel or anything like that. But it's sold at your King Soopers, so you can get Haley's stuff. She said she's still going to be part of the company, part of the decisions, and so $1 billion. Just so you can look like a glazed donut. It's I know you don't get it, BJ, but her thing is, she makes her face look like a glazed donut before she goes to sleep.
She does?
Yeah. She glazes herself.
Yeah, really? And Justin has no part in that?
Nope.
Just a thought I had.
Something you need to tell us about you and Lisa?
Nope. I've just seen a lot of glazed videos.
Wow. Here's the line. There's BJ. Hey, BJ, what are you doing over there?
Yeah. Glazed.
All right, the other story is two that aren't really tabloidy, but I'll just tell you real quick. And that is, imagine you're 55 years old. Think about what you've done today. Well, there's a Sherpa. He's 55 years old, and he just climbed, what the hell is it, for the 31st time.
Mount Everest.
Yeah, Mount Everest. 31.
What's a Sherpa?
Sherpa.
What's a Sherpa?
They guide you up the mountain.
Crap. Yeah.
So they're a guide.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 31 gotcha. Times.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
People die. Not him. Hey, what up? I'm your Sherpa. Yeah. 31 times at age 55. That's insanity. The other story is that the Chrisleys have gotten out of prison. You know, I'm going to tell you this, BJ. I'm going to give you a lot of credit. You called it yesterday. You said that Todd Chrisley, because we all have, let's just say suspect, if you know what I mean. You know, dropping the soap.
I don't know what you mean. Could you explain more?
We think he might be a homosexual.
Okay, there you go. Okay. All right, anyway, there we go.
Yeah, so, and you said yesterday, word on the street was, you know, in your circles, word on the street was that he didn't want out.
That's what I was told.
Well, you might not be wrong.
Yep.
Because his daughter, Savannah, picked him up from jail, and she posted about this, and there's a video. She picked him up from jail, and she was so excited that she was throwing up because she's so nervous.
The daughter
so,
was?
Yeah, Savannah. Oh. Like, it's just so emotional, right?
Yeah.
And he started bitching at her. Now, he's only been out for 20 minutes.
And this is your daughter.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, my God, I don't have to deal with this in prison.
Oh, no.
I can smell it.
Yeah, he wants to go back. See? There are things in prison that are pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's
not a bad place, I guess.
Not a bad. And then she said he was ripped and shredded. And she showed a picture of his leg. This is Todd Chrisley. She showed a picture of his leg and his arm.
Yep.
And he is ripped and shredded. So good for him.
People look good coming out of prison, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go in there, you eat well, you sleep well, you work out, you got, you know, little mind stuff going on. You go to the library, got a lot of time to read.
Speaking of which, Mark Cuban said, the one thing that every adult should do for themselves, he said, listen, even if you don't have any money, no money at all, you don't know what you're going to do or whatever, just keep learning. Learn everything you can. Learn AI, learn programming, learn everything. Keep yourself aware of every situation. Don't just get stuck and go home and sit in your recliner. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait.
Have I ever told you that I hate when billionaires give advice? You're a billionaire. You're a billionaire. Don't tell me that I need to stop learning or don't stop learning.
He said you will always be able to cash that check with your brain. That's what
he
said.
Yeah. Go pay the mortgage with your brain.
So never stop learning. That's what my message is to you through Mark Cuban. By the way, he left Shark Tank and he did a deal and it felt kind of set up to me. I don't know. You know, it was his last show and he offered the full amount of money and stuff. And I was just like, I felt like all the other sharks kind of backed up and like let him have his moment.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I don't even remember what he bought into. Yeah,
it was his parting gift, I guess, just to show that he cares.
Yeah, it was something. I don't know. All right, and then was there something else that I wanted to tell you? No, there wasn't. I'm done. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's worth it, Jamie. I know you're sick. You don't feel well. I know that you're going to probably go home, throw up a couple of times. I know that your afternoon's going to be absolutely miserable, hour after hour, hugging a toilet and just going, oh, my bad. But man, your butt looks good.
Okay, I told you all this off the air. So I was telling BJ, I was like, man, because I took my shot yesterday, and I'm just feeling it, right?
The Ozempic.
Yeah, the Ozempic, sorry, yeah, shot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just so miserable. I just feel like I'm going to barf any second. I go, but my ass is small, so it's worth it.
Woo! It's all that matters.
Smoke it. Now, you might have that Ozempic elbows. You might have Ozempic wrists. Whatever. You may have Ozempic eyes, Ozempic teeth, Ozempic smile. You may have all of the above. But that ass, man.
My man.
Woo,
baby
good.
Got back, but in a good way. It is ridiculous. Girlfriend and I, we both are on it, right? We're neighbors. And she's like, I'm like, do you have any Zofran? She's like, do you have any Zofran? Oh my God. It's just.
You guys are running pills to each
other. Yeah, we literally are.
Yeah, they've renamed it Zofran.
it's crazy.
It's our Zofran.
But it works. Yeah,
it works for you.
And by the way, shout out to Revive MD. I like all those girls over there. They're so nice. And they're always like, you're doing so good. I'm like, I know, I'm just taking a shot and eating stuff.
Speaking of shout-outs, a shout-out to all the cadets today.
Oh, yeah.
Graduating from the Air Force Academy down in Colorado Springs. They're going to be tossing those hats in the air. That happens around 1:30 today. Thunderbirds doing a big flyover today. Their show lasts for 30 minutes. What do they do for 30 minutes? That's a lot of show.
Well, they have to like circle around over there until they're ready to throw the hats in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like over there in Aurora.
So it's all timed out, right?
Yeah.
The hats in the air, planes go by. I mean, just a great American moment.
It really is.
Yeah. America, man. Strong.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool. It is pretty moving when you see it, though.
It is moving. You know,
and I think those guys and gals, when they get out of the Air Force Academy, don't they go in as like second lieutenants or something like that? I mean, they're not privates anymore. You're up the scale. You're up the pay scale. You're up the rank. You get to boss people around when you get to the Army or Air Force.
I always think those guys are really impressive, and then the guys at West Point.
Yeah.
That's a good outfit.
Yeah.
Those are good outfits.
That's pretty cool.
Those said, like, I'm smart.
The graduation today is at 1:30. I think the flyover thing starts at 1 o'clock. And then the last flyover, obviously, is the hat toss. So congratulations to them.
I looked in going into that Air Force Academy.
You did?
Yep.
How do you get in there?
You have to apply like a regular college. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's the way it works out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened with you?
Well, apparently I'm a little dumb. And so,
Yeah, there is a GPA that you have to hit. Yeah. There's a certain mark that gets you in there.
And then you also have to be brave.
Brave?
Yeah, because you're like, you have to go into the armed services.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't think that's my thing.
Yeah. they could have you like, you know, you could work in like one of the mess halls or something.
You think they have a cosmetology section?
Yeah, I bet they do. They probably have a woman like you that if they have like a rip in the uniform, she sews it back for them.
Well, I was just thinking the bottom of their shoes aren't red.
That's a good reason right there.
So I was like, nope, I'm out.
And I'm sure they need somebody to sharpen their sword.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying. The Air Force. I don't guess they have swords, do they?
Yeah, I think that's the Navy, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I get it confused. Yeah, sorry about that.
Whatever.
Air Force is airplanes, right?
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to all the graduates.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
It's a big deal today, graduation day.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. 180 grapes.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man, run in the stand.
Hey!
Got any grapes?
Got any grapes?
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade. But it's cold, and it's fresh, and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass.
No, pass.
Then he waddled away. Waddle.
Waddle.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was just trying to Google something, and somehow I put grapes in there. You know, your brain. Like I was actually writing in deviled egg company, and then I wrote deviled egg grapes. Like that was not cool. By the way, I figured out that Mark Cuban. The whole thing is Mark Cuban's last hurrah on Shark Tank. Because remember, I couldn't remember what it was. It's the deviled egg company.
You
he know? Invested $125,000 or $250,000. Sorry.
This is a perfect 10 or turd.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Perfect 10 or turd. We're about to explain to you the devil egg. And then you tell us if it's a 10 or a turd when it comes to an ID.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or 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 is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it 10 or turd?
10 or turd, 303-22 Alice. You can text and let us know what you think of this idea, if this is brilliant, if it's a moneymaker or what.
Okay, so this person, she was just doing it out of her house or whatever, and she realized how much people love deviled eggs. So she changed it up, and she made things like backyard barbecue, where it's deviled egg, and then it has like barbecue sauce on it. She made crab rangoon. She has a taco tasting one. She has one with salmon on it. One with what?
Eggs and salmon.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. What was the sound?
No, I wouldn't like that.
She has jalapeno popper.
I'd like that.
Sriracha bacon. Yeah. There's chicken and a pickle, where it's a piece of chicken and a deviled egg with pickles all over it.
Kind
of
like that.
That one sounds
kinda
good.
Kind of like it. Yeah.
So there's thousands of these different kinds of eggs. Not thousands. There's like 20 of these different kinds of deviled egg. I think it's going to go.
So Mark Cuban invested in this on Shark Tank, right?
Correct.
Nobody else did. Just Mark, right?
Right. It was his last investment. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the question to you on Texanado at 303-22-ALICE. Is this a brilliant idea and something that's going to last and you're going to see these franchises pop up everywhere? Or is this a turd idea, flash in a pan, 6 months from now, the old egg business is belly up?
Okay. So here's my take on it. I think it's going to be a 10 for a while. But just like the cupcake pop-ups, those cupcake shops, sprinkles, they're going out of business.
I agree.
Yeah, so sprinkle, but it had a good run. Sprinkles ran for like 5 years, right?
But you have to keep in mind, too, to have a shop like this, because you can't put it in a mall. Malls are dead, okay? Airport's too expensive. To buy any, you know, storefront space, to rent that, very expensive. Can you sell enough deviled eggs to maintain that. I just
could
don't know if he can.
Could you believe that they sold enough cupcakes to maintain that for 5 years? And it was a multi-million dollar company. And there's still some sprinkles left, and they have them in the airports and vending machines.
All right, let's put it to text data.
I like it.
303-22-ALICE. Is it a 10 or a turd? The idea of the deviled egg pop-up shops. Is it going to work, or is it going to go belly up?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or a
turd?
Is it a 10 or a turd?
All right, you make the call. 303-22-ALICE, 10 or turd.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Deviled egg, will it work? The deviled egg store, we put it out there as a 10 or turd. We ask you
is
to go.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd?
Spadell.
Is it a 10 or a turd? Spadell. Is it a 10 or a turd?
Can we ask him to please stop? I know you love the song, but can you please stop?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd?
We get it. Stop!
This show is good until about 7 a.m.
I just
love it, man. I'm sorry.
Just stop. Just because I say the term 10 or turd, you don't have to play the song. It's about 50-50, Jamie.
I got three ideas here. Which ones do you guys want to hear?
Remember the three ideas? I can still name them.
A piggy? Or which one do you want to hear?
Pigeons. Pigeons was the third. Listen, the votes are in after tens of thousands of votes. It's about 50-50. So we settled nothing with 10 or turd.
We really didn't.
I wish we had. Spadell, stop with the 10 or turd. Okay, stop.
Somebody said this, and I like this idea. They said, think about it. You do like think to yourself, man, a nice cupcake, talking about sprinkles, you know, they've been around forever, but now they're starting to close. A nice sweet treat sounds good, but they said, I've never stopped in the middle of my day and thought, you know what I want is a nice, good deviled egg.
Bingo. Bingo. That's why I don't think you can compare it to the cupcakes, sprinkles, donut shops, places like that. You just can't compare it. Deviled egg. There are times that I really crave it and I want one.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of times I don't.
Well, it's just that there's so many flavors too, and they, I guess they do party trays.
Yeah, I think that would be the biggest business right there is party trays.
I'm showing up with a deviled egg party tray.
People it's a
bring,
thing.
Hey, people bring deviled eggs all the time to parties. It is a thing. Oh, you just don't know.
I don't know. All right, I've got a new 10 or turd for us.
A what? A
10 or turd for us. I got a new 10 or turd for us. Okay, you ready? The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Is it a 10 or a turd?
Is it a 10 or
no, you don't have to play the song.
Is it a 10
all right,
or
our
turd?
Show. All right, go ahead and text at 303-22-ALICE. Is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show a 10 or a turd?
Oh,
okay.
God.
Votes are in.
Oh, Lord.
It's settled. It's a turd. We got to go.
Oh, my God.
You guys have a great day today, all right?
Yep.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take
tomorrow's
care.
Friday.
And yeah.
Yep.
The week is flying by, man.
It really is.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.